This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We love a first on What's On Your Mind, and as I've been saying, this is the first time I've broadcast from a building actually still under construction. And we're going to tell the story of how this building came to be and what it will mean for this McKenzie County School District in Watford City. Coming up on What's On Your Mind this hour, so stay tuned for that. We'll also give you a chance to weigh in on the news of the day and have a say. Tell us what's on your mind. Coming up before the end of the program, a few texts we did not get to from earlier. We didn't forget about you. We'll get to them here coming up, so stay tuned for that as well. 800-228-0550. The Arctic cold has lifted, at least here in Watford City, North Dakota. We're broadcasting from the new Watford City High School today. Walking in with a few guys bright and early this morning, and we're like, this isn't so bad. So kind of nice to have that lifted. It's been a little crazy. Want to give you a quick reminder that February 28th is not all that far away. If you look at the calendar, and we have that What's On Your Mind fun bus going down to see the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. So if you need a little break, you know, maybe a little cure for cabin fever and got the winter blues, this would be perfect for you. We did this for the Twins. We had a blast. It's $229 per person. You get a premium seat in the double attack zone. You get stress-free bus travel thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. And if you're a UND fan, and who isn't, you have a great chance to see some former Sioux skaters, Zach Parise, Chris Porter, Rocco Grimaldi, Corbin Knight as well. The location for departure will be 6:45 a.m. Actually, load up the bus and leave at 7 from Fargo. Shanley High School. Head on down to the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul and have a lot of fun. If you want to go, want more information, call Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3. Had a great call last week saying, hey, let's do something for veterans and visit the VA hospital. And we said, you know, maybe tie those two together. So we're working on some details on that on Saturday, late afternoon. Folks that come into Fargo could take in an event at the VA and see some vets. So stay tuned for that. Maybe even bring a few vets along with us. Couldn't go wrong there. So we're working on that. Stay tuned. All right. Steve Holland is here from the Watford City High School, and he is the superintendent of the McKenzie County School District number one, is it?
Correct, yep.
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. And good to see you.
Good to see you. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Absolutely.
This is fun. This is a hubbub of activity.
It is. It's great to be able to say that. We're sitting in the new library. We're at that point where we're getting close to having kids in here, and we are. So.
And you know what's fun about this? This is going to be obviously great for education in McKenzie County, for Watford City, just a very important project on many fronts, and I want to talk with you about all of that. But it's also really, you know, it was a wake-up call of sorts for me to see the, you know, just enormous amount of activity as you're in the final weeks of constructing this thing. There's a lot going on. And next door, there's the event center, which is a few months behind the opening of the event center. But I just thought, was talking to one fella who's offloading furniture, and he said, you know, I got 5 semi-loads that we loaded up in Fargo and headed here and brought in office furniture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously furniture for the school. So you build a school in Watford City, but Fargo wins, right? Chat with a guy from Construction Engineers. He's actually working on a list of, you know, those kind of stories and how many different places are involved, and going to share that with us as well. So we'll have that information. But, I mean, this is North Dakota's building the school, right?
Seems that way. I mean, we the workers that have been involved, and we've gotten to know those workers really well. We've had great – we worked with Cross Anderson Construction Engineers, JLG, on this project. And, you know, the workers have been great. We've maintained timelines. It's just been – but it is interesting. You do hear a few of those stories of they've come here to work from other areas. You know, they come up here for 2-3 weeks, and we've had a tight schedule. We put in a lot of long hours. These gentlemen have come up and really put forth a great effort to keep this on scale. So It's a unique story, and it's been quite a process.
What are you most excited about here with the facility?
You know, I think without question, it'll be February 16th. I think when you can bring kids in, the students in, and see their eyes, and you know, this is what we do it for. We do it for these students to provide that great atmosphere, that opportunity. You know, the 15th will be great. You know, a high school really becomes, no matter what size community, it's kind of the backbone of your community. And for us, you know, we don't have a university or otherwise. The school provides a lot of that entertainment, and especially at the high school level when you get into extracurriculars, fine arts, things like that. So I think the 15th and the 16th, when we can say to the community, we hope we did our job to give you the building you voted for. We hope we did our job to really have something the community can be proud of. And then, you know, we let kids in here and hopefully get back to normal. And part of it is, too, you know, we will give back 8 portable classrooms at the elementary school, and those kids move up to that. The old high school, which would be the intermediate elementary, and we don't utilize portables. And that's a good feeling for me, I think, too.
Especially with the immense amount of growth, to know that you're not having to manage it with portables anymore, right?
For the time being, we're not. You know, we kind of turned the corner, and we've got some space to work with now, and who knows down the road again, but for now, we're in facilities again. We haven't been able to say that for about 3 years, so.
So what's the latest and greatest in schools? What are you most excited about in the way of new tools when you're able to build a 21st century school?
You know, for us in our school district, we didn't have access to our theater. And I think that for a lot of people involved with this project, we thought for the community, for our students, for the fine arts in general in our area, which sometimes could be on the light side, we're providing a theater atmosphere for the students to be a part of. I think that from the time this project started, that's been really an exciting part. I mean, yes, there's a nice gym. There's some those access things. But the theater is going to be an exciting part. We're able to add some more technology into this. We have a STEM component now in our VOEG department for some high-tech equipment, which is really promoted in our area because there's a lot of great jobs in the industry. They're higher-end jobs, engineering-type things. We want to be able to provide that for students. And, you know, there's just a lot of different little things you could do in a building. I mean, our high school was great 30 years ago, but they're just designed differently now. And the biggest thing you see in this facility is just the natural daylight. I mean, we really tried to capture that, make that part of the building, which research shows really promotes learning. And so we think we just have a nice piece now for our teachers to be able to educate kids to the highest level.
That's interesting. So the research is saying, you know, more light just keeps the kids more alert?
You know, in a calmer atmosphere. It just, you know, it just provides that kind of energy, I guess, that we all need sometimes. I mean, as we're sitting in this library and you get this light, and obviously cloudy and snowy today, but
you still got the light.
That,
yeah.
That energy, yeah. Just seems to grow, so you're able to get through the day.
No, it really is. It is amazing. How about size-wise? Just the, you know, how many students, many classrooms compared to what they have now?
Sure. Yeah, our current high school had a capacity of about 600 students and about 125,000 square feet. This facility is 163,000 square feet. And probably a little over 800 students, probably about 825 capacity. It was really designed with the idea that it would be a 9 through 12 building in the long run. Our demographic study showed we'd have classes of about 200 students coming down the road. So we built it for an 800 capacity, 9 through 12. And there is a contingency that we could add on to that building if we need to. So that was part of the design that we didn't do at this point. But so it's more space. More classrooms. We will have 7 through 12 in here initially, but down the road, the design was it'd be a 9 through 12. So
the kids literally haven't seen this yet?
No, they really haven't.
Other than, I suppose, driving by every now and then.
Driving by, and with the work on Highway 23 out front, you know, people couldn't even drive by until probably about a couple months ago. So it's been just kind of hidden secret. Everybody's wondering what's been going on up here. So now we're getting a little bit of drive-by traffic. We're trying to pump the kids up in the building to get them excited about it, talk about the new building. So yeah, it's getting about time, and I think the kids are ready.
So the first day they get to see it, how do you do it? Is just school starts and you show up here now, or do you bus them up, or what are you going to do?
We bus them up, but we open the doors, and it's going to be a really unique day. We're going to treat it almost like the start of school. We'll have a major assembly in our gym, do a little bit of talk about the building. We're going to have our student council kids involve us in tours of the building for the students. We need to go through the cafeteria process. A lot of that changed dramatically now in this new building. And we're really going to hopefully just make it a celebration. It's something that we hope they remember. We have people on our teaching staff that remember the other building opening when they were in school. And it was such a big thing at that time. And we want to make sure that we do due diligence, that the kids can really remember this day. We make it something special. So the 16th will be a really unique day.
And it's you know, fantastic. It really is. I mean, it's just, you think about, you know, obviously there's a lot of challenges related to the level of growth that we've had. And a lot of, you know, it's exciting times for North Dakota when you look at the dollars that pour in so many ways and the way companies are impacted in so many ways in a positive way. But there's negatives as well. But when you're building new schools in a community this size and you see that level of growth, it's hard not to get excited and realize what a game changer this is when the opposite's been happening for a lot of years, closing schools rather than building them.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just an odd dynamic of 10 years ago when I got here and we talked about it all the time. But the reversal of fortune, the fighting declining enrollment in this area, and to come back and have this dynamic. And even 6-7 years ago, the concept of a new high school, I mean, we felt like we had a good building and we were proud of it, still are. And, you know, the dynamic that goes with a new high school and the implications it has on the community and the different things it has, it's just a unique experience. I just feel privileged to be a part of it. I was here at a time where it could happen. It's been great.
More with our guest, Steve Holman, from McKenzie County School District number 1 in Watford City. We're sitting in the brand new high school coming up here in just a moment. Your questions, welcome to. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Beatles-Bacher.
Soybean farmers plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panelists Tommy Grisafi, Dwayne Bussey, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the 5 most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will provide a global economic outlook. NDSU distinguished professor and noted authority on grain marketing and international trade, Dr. Bill Wilson, will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in China and what this means for North Dakota soybean producers. Join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Past the hour, live at Watford City High School today, broadcasting live from a real live construction zone. This building is still under construction, set to open next month, as a matter of fact. Steve Holden, Superintendent of Schools, with us. Any questions or comments for him? Certainly welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on the program. By the way, we had a call last hour from Williston, an individual who, with his wife and young child, was living with another individual who was picked up by law enforcement. And admitted to being an illegal immigrant. And the caller was saying, what do I do now? My question was, well, why, if you self-identify as an illegal immigrant, wouldn't law enforcement deal with that? And we only have, obviously, his word that he said that's what he did. Matt Rivati, our producer, that's his Italian name. His real name's Revtai, but we like to call him Rivati. Anyway, Lieutenant Iverson of the Highway Patrol gave us some information saying if we stop someone who identifies themselves as an illegal immigrant, we automatically call the nearest Border Patrol station. Typically, the Border Patrol agent will speak with the suspect to verify their status. After the agent speaks with the suspect, they'll inform us on how to proceed. More than likely, the suspect will be taken to the local detention center and held until the Border Patrol can respond and take custody. Okay? So that's how the Highway Patrol handles it. Mike, who called, wasn't sure if in fact that was the Highway Patrol or whether it was Williston PD that picked that individual up. So we're still checking on that. Brought to you today by our friends at Apache Sprayers and High Plains Apache, your local Apache Sprayer dealer, right there in Mandan, and Frontier south of Fargo, too. What do we like about Apache Sprayers? Well, the growers love that warranty. Standard 5-year warranty. It's the only sprayer with that. The fuel efficiency. No other sprayer has that kind of fuel efficiency. Lightest footprint in the industry, meaning you're going to be in the field when your neighbors are not. Less compaction on the ground gets you in there. And with their mechanical drive system, more rugged machine, makes the Apache sprayer easier to maintain as well. High Plains Apache, they have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons, booms up to 132 feet. It'll cover some serious ground. Some used sprayers available now. Check it out at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. See them today. In Mandan, across from Bonanza in Fargo, exit 60, south of Fargo, actually, Frontier, across from the Walmart. More with Steve Holand. Your call's welcome if you have a question or comment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Two things I want to talk about. What did this cost? What did this end up costing?
No, total cost is going to be right around that $53 million mark. I think total cost, you know, square footage-wise, right around that $350, $360 a square foot is what it ran.
And I remember the discussion prior to the vote of what it was going to take to build one, and your Bakken premium, as it was often called, was significant. How much was it again?
You know, it ranged probably 30 to 40%.
So, in other words, same school here as you build on the eastern end of the state, going to cost you 30 to 40% more to build here.
It seemed pretty consistent that way, absolutely. Yep.
And obviously, things have slowed down a little bit, so now folks are a little more hungry for business. Are you seeing any improvement on that, or is it too late once your bids are out?
Yeah, well, for the high school, it was probably too late. We found that maybe some other projects in the community are benefiting from that, but unfortunately for us, the timing was just at a sick. It was kind of at a bubble. And, you know, shortly after that, it started to go down a little bit. I think it is improved. I think the county's had some projects for maybe some of the road numbers are coming in a little bit better. But, unfortunately, it wasn't for us.
Steve is going to join us on Energy Matters, and we're going to spend some time just trying to better understand education funding related to communities like Watford City that are in the middle of a significant growth surge related to oil and gas development, something the state benefits mightily in. Have we got some work to do on how we, do education financing as it relates to high-growth communities impacted by oil development like Watford City?
Yeah, I think we do. And I think we really need to take a look at the gross production tax and its role it plays for schools and to make sure that we have the right information and the misconceptions are not found with that and really what it was used for. You know, it's in lieu of tax. And I think we came in with the idea that we understand that it's equalized for our normal operations, but most of us out here are battling for infrastructure. We're trying to build facilities. We're trying to get that done and really pinched to do so because of the pace of growth and because the valuations don't always follow as quickly as they should. And I think our point has been that this gross production tax really needs to become a factor in building schools. It needs to be leveraged as such, and there is no mechanism for that right now. We did get some help last session with some impact funds, but I think going forward, the nature of that in lieu of tax was it's not on the tax base. It's given in a different mechanism.
Explain that for me. In lieu of taxes, what?
It's in lieu of taxes because basically now it's changed to 10%, but basically that paid by the oil company is going right to the state level. And the idea was it comes back in the form of a gross production tax revenue to the local subdivisions in lieu of that. Because there's no tax on the actual drilling unit that's out there operating. That oil company doesn't pay that tax as a property-based tax. It goes to the state level and then makes itself back. But the nature since the 1950s, basically, that was in lieu of, that we can't tax it. We'll give you some money back because you can't tax it. And so when that money comes back, we simply, right now, the way that it works, that it's taken off of your foundation aid as an equalization factor. And that's understood for your general operating. But when you go out for a bond issue and you need to fund infrastructure, you're going to your tax base. And the tax base is not reflecting immediately that industry that is paying that in lieu of tax and going to the state level. We think it needs to be reflected back so that that, you know, industry and that revenue can be leveraged for building projects, which helps reduce the burden on the local taxpayer a little bit to know that that money can be brought forth on a major project like this. So I think there's ways to do that, and we've had those discussions last session. I think there's some inroads on that. But I think we need to do more. I think we just need to come to the point of understanding, here's what the gross production tax does for schools. Here's how it fits in. There is some equity involved. It's not just extra money for schools out in this area. It needs to come back because it's part of their tax base, and that's the way it works.
Because in a sense, you're cheated as a result of that, right? I mean, the gross production tax in your district means there's energy activity, so you're going to have growth from that, and you're not getting what your peers are getting.
In that sense, yeah. I mean, when we go out for construction, it's not an equal process because of the nature of this tax and what it does, you're not able to leverage that when you're going out for your infrastructure projects and your levies and so forth to get it done.
In other words, the Fargo School District isn't told by the state you can't touch that.
Right.
Or that there's some arrangement that, no, we'll take that and then we'll give it back to you in another form.
Right. Take the largest business out of the Fargo area and say, you know, you guys are exempt. You don't have to pay your local property taxes. The state will take care of it for you, and we'll give you some money back because of that money that you obviously lost. And then you can't leverage that when you go out to make your next building project because it's not part of your tax base. And so, and I think that there's a way to calculate that. It could come back to be used in that way so we can add it back to our tax base, but right now it's not. So it's a penalty in that way.
We're going to deal with that a little more in Energy Matters this week as well, so stay tuned for that. Less than a minute left, Steve, but how about you have more? I mean, a lot of folks believe, oh, things have stopped, so there's no need to build anymore, but you're not done building, right?
Well, maybe not. I mean, we had our RSP, an Associates Demographic Study, presented to the board this month. Our study still shows, even in this environment, growth over 3,000 students, headed up to about 3,200 students in our 10-year plan. They still see, you know, the 10 to 12,000 jobs coming to McKenzie County area for the production side. So even in this dynamic, we're getting information that we're going to continue to grow. Maybe not at the pace of before, but growth is still coming. So we still have to plan for it.
All right, very interesting. Steve, thanks for the great hospitality here. Look forward to it. We'll chat more on Energy Matters, but congrats. The school looks great.
Thanks, Scott. Great to have you, and we continue to enjoy your support for the school district and community, and we'll have about you anytime.
I love it. All right. Thanks a bunch. Steve Holden, superintendent here. We're live from a construction zone, and it's looking good at the Watford City High School. Get back to your calls on the news of the day. Anything on your mind, lay it on us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is one of our fine sponsors here on the program that I talk about often because I appreciate the good work they do. Tell you what, this is an industry, the lignite industry, and it's a big part of North Dakota's history and a big part of North Dakota's economic vitality, not only for the jobs it creates and everything else, but the cheap electricity we all benefit from. I know the affordable energy is the term, but it's cheap electricity. It's a bargain. Among the lowest electricity rates in the country. You don't think that bodes well for anybody that has a business and a home and more dollars in the economy? So like price of gas right now is down big time. And guess what? There's more money in people's pockets as a result. So this is important. Meanwhile, the federal government wants electricity costs to go up. This EPA Clean Power Plan. What the heck is it? If you say, I want to know more about it, what the heck is it? Well, if you go to the Secure Energy Future, you're going to find out that 111D, that's the official rule, the name of it is Clean Power Plan, is one of the most expansive Clean Air Act regulations the EPA has ever issued. And as they now propose it, what they're suggesting, what they want to do, the rule would dramatically overhaul electric power production, distribution, and even how you use it. Yes, they're coming for you. You can't use that dishwasher. It takes too much electricity. Never mind, you're paying for the electricity. We're talking literally from the power plant to the light switch. And the details of all this are on this great website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. A way to complain about it. Let your voice be heard about it. You know, what you can do, what you'll pay, how to take action. The latest news, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our fine sponsors. 800-228-0550 is the number you dial on the Cloverdale Bid Flavor Hotline. Here's one that came in during the break. Roll that.
I'd sure like to see something done about these sanctuary cities. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. I did a job on Malmstrom Air Force Base where if you had an outstanding parking ticket when you went to go on the base, they throw you on the ground, handcuff you, and take you, and you can't get in until there. But these guys that had been in this country for less than a year go to a sanctuary city and get all their documents, and they can come in and work on the Air Force Base. It's because they make their way to a sanctuary city. It's just ridiculous.
Share the frustration with you, sir. Absolutely 100% share the frustration. Again, going back to a caller of the first hour, said, I'll tell you why Trump's popular, because he started with build the wall, and we'll get somebody else to pay for it. And right now, that's what a lot of people are remembering. That's why they like him. He has just kind of hit some key bullet points. There's a new poll out suggesting that the majority of Donald Trump's support is coming from Democrats. So I asked that question, is that a good thing or a bad thing? My answer was, if I want Trump, it's a good thing. Because it means he has some support in the general election from the other side. What worries me is, why do they like him? They like him because they believe he'll be more aligned with their values? Texter says, do you think they asked the San Bernardino people if they were Democrats before they shot them? Do you think any Democrats have invested interest in coal or oil? No wonder Trump is pulling Dems also. Yeah, good point. I don't mean it. I don't mean it as though, you know, Democrats are somehow unworthy. I'm just saying, obviously, if you put 1,000 Democrats in the room and 1,000 Republicans and said, "What do you believe? What do I believe?" There's going to be some significantly different views about the role of government. Just look at our current president. Go look at support for him. If you take just Democrats, it's a lot stronger than the country. So, I think that's a fair concern. Your call is welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You heard me on this program talk about Donald Trump and sort of, actually last week I talked a little bit about, I don't know how he stopped. And maybe that's fine. Maybe we've got to go with Donald Trump to just deal with the debt, deal with China, deal with these issues that are causing us problems and build back from there. We've got a $19 trillion debt. Who's the best person to fix it? Right? You heard me talk about that. I had a really heartfelt email come from a listener essentially saying, Scott, how could you do this? How in the world could you make that comment? I'm not going to name the person, but I'm going to paraphrase some of the things from the email because as much of it I agree with. I understand exactly what he's saying. But also prompt a little discussion here today on the program. Want more of that. I know, before I do that, though, I know there were other texts I didn't get to, Todd, and I'm being inundated in texts here. A few others. You can crank up some crickets, Coop, because we'll take some more calls here before the end of the hour. And these are other topics. I'm just playing catch-up. I want your opinion. 800-228-0550. You know what that means, right? Here's another texter. The 2016 presidential election has come down to ABC. Anybody but Clinton or ABL. Anything but liberal. It's really as simple as that. If it's Trump, Cruz, Rubio, Carson, it doesn't matter at this point. None of these candidates are perfect, but we absolutely cannot have a continuation of the last 8 years of presidential politics. It shouldn't be made any more complicated than that. What do you think of that? Another texter says Democrats are likely to vote for Trump because he isn't conservative. Even though he's changed his mind on a number of opinions in the last 6 months, he's still for tariffs, eminent domain, wealth tax, and single-payer health care. If he ends up being the Republican nominee, there'll be two progressive Democrats running. Neither Hillary or Donald talk about getting back to the Constitution. Different topic. Texter says, what's on my mind? Why is there school on Veterans Day, but not on Martin Luther King Day? And by the way, I couldn't agree anymore.
There should be school on both. No question. Great teaching moment. That's what we should be teaching.
Special curriculum just about those things. That's where they learn. What did my daughter learn yesterday? She called me a couple times, Dad, I'm bored. Well, I'm busy. Well, you're bored. Find something to do.
Entertain me.
You know, I mean, come on. That doesn't. Another texter. What percentage of Reagan support came from Democrats? There were Reagan Democrats. Interesting question. Definitely some parallels there as well. All right, tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. 258-0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's an email from Lucas. Thank you for your tireless efforts as an advocate for conservatism in North Dakota. I have a great deal of respect for you as a man of faith who carries his faith out of the church and into your home and work. We're all called to do that. As Catholics, you've certainly used your position on the radio to make a positive and hopefully eternal difference in the lives of thousands of listeners. I'm sure you've made a lot of sacrifices and suffered many attacks to put Jesus first, so be assured of my prayers for you and your family. Now, how nice is that? I write today to express some concerns regarding Donald Trump and therefore your semi-endorsement of him. Your words this morning were something to the effect of, I'm finding myself falling more and more into the Trump camp. Knowing that you've probably already done so, I ask only that you continue to take this issue of selecting our next president to prayer, as I should continue to do myself. To be clear, I have little doubt that Mr. Trump would be far more competent and principled than our current president or Senator Clinton. I sincerely believe that his candidacy has been one of the best things to happen to the Republican Party. Having said that, my concerns. What attracts many people to Mr. Trump seems to be his refreshing, unabashed passion and his image as a heroic outsider taking on all that is wrong with Washington and the current administration. This bears a striking resemblance to the candidacy of Barack Obama in 2008. This is me now, but I think of that often. And again, partly come back to saying, I want to win. We all want to win, right? Want to stop this madness. So I come back to the $19 trillion in debt. And if his candidacy has a striking resemblance to that of President Obama, who won, and not enough of the bad policies, why wouldn't we be for that? I ask you, folks. Back to the email from Lucas. Now, obviously, these positive characteristics of leadership can't serve as the basis of disqualifying someone from the presidency. However, as President Obama has clearly demonstrated, these characteristics alone do not make for a competent president, and much less the exceptional leader that will now be needed to restore our nation to greatness. Americans were so caught up in then-Senator Obama's rhetoric, hypnotizing rhetoric, that they failed to see, or perhaps worse yet, saw but denied that behind the movie star personality was alarmingly little substance. Maybe it's just the fact that we've been blessed with a field of absolutely brilliant and eloquent candidates, so Donald Trump gets outshined. But he seems to speak so much while articulating so very little. That's a fair point. We can choose to quickly excuse this by saying he's simply not the most polished public speaker. But I find that difficult to believe. He's shown us an ability to clearly communicate his views, which is nice for a change, but my concern is the lack of substantive, real-world, politically viable solutions to back it up. Put in a different way, I don't doubt Mr. Trump's commitment to getting things done. I simply believe there are other candidates who have articulated a far greater understanding of how to actually accomplish it. If I'm looking for an investment advisor, or an attorney, or a surgeon, I'd pick Donald Trump, Chris Christie, and Ben Carson. First draft, no question. But I'm looking for the next president of the United States, someone with integrity, an unwavering champion of conservatism with clear and practical solutions for restoring America to greatness. While I'm concerned, given Mr. Trump's past views, of his commitment to the big picture of conservatism, and I do feel he lacks in presidential maturity, we'll save those issues for another time. Lest you think I only wrote all this to promote another candidate, I won't disclose the candidates who I'm leaning towards supporting, but I would welcome an opportunity to discuss further, should you wish. Again, I only ask that you continue to pray about this issue. Scott, I thank you for your time and assure you of my prayers. Take care and God bless. How about that? Caller from Napoleon, North Dakota. Listener, emailer, rather, from Napoleon, North Dakota. And someone taking some real time to think about it. Love it. Bruce in Jamestown. Get you a couple comments in here before the break. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, morning. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Better than we deserve. How about you?
Oh, I'm still above ground and walking around.
There
that
you
makes
go.
People mad.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. Go. Let's keep making them mad, Bruce. You know, that's okay.
Hey, well, one quick pet peeve I've been meaning. I listen to you guys all the time, but I haven't had a chance to call. You got a couple commercials where they yell and they scream. That's when I lose your station because I turn it down. I got yelled at and screamed at when I was young. I don't need a commercial doing it.
I wonder who's yelling and screaming. I don't know. We'll try and find out during the break here and see if we can identify that. Hang on, Bruce.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA, where today, if you head in there, you get yourself a personal pan pizza, the hot stuff pizza. They're really good. 20-ounce drink and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, we have a lot of calls here and just a short time to get through it in our final segment, so let's get to it. So, Bruce in Jamestown, we know you're going to buy a sign from Hag Sign Company, America's Mattress, because you remember their ad so well. And the next thing you're going to tell us is that Donald Trump is winning with Democrats. Why?
Well, you look at who they got to vote for. You got Ben Carson and Hillary Clinton. Who wants them? Their next choice is going to be Donald. Yeah, he might not be 100% conservative, but he's sure better than what they've got to offer us. You know,
so this is a rejection
of the Democrats. Are leaning in that direction.
Yeah, this is a rejection of the Democratic candidates. Well said, Bruce. Thanks. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Jamie and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, you know, people say that Trump doesn't put any plans out there or get any specifics. You know, what is Hillary or Ted Cruz or anybody else give any specifics? None of them people give specifics exactly what they're going to do. That's a cop-off for people who don't like Trump, as far as I'm concerned. And the reason I think he's getting Democrats in, you know, I always considered myself an independent and voted for Democrats up until the year 2000. But, you know, I used to be, I had some Democrat train of thought. Like, you know, I was pro-abortion and, you know, he wanted national health care and all that stuff. But what Trump is saying, Democrats like a lot of that too, to steal the borders up. They're tired of the political correctness, you know, and believe it or not, I think there's a few Democrats who actually don't guns that care about it, even if they vote for the wrong people. But, you know, and Trump is all that. You can go right on his website, see what he stands for. And as far as flip-flopping, hey, I guess if people want to think I'm a flip-flopper, they can call me one too. But if there's anybody more conservative around that I know than myself, and I'm going to vote for Trump.
And by the way, there are, you can see, plans on tax reform, Second Amendment rights, immigration reform, Veterans Administration reforms, U.S.-China trade reform. So not a lot of them, but a few key ones that he talks about a lot. And they aren't volumes and volumes worth of stuff, but to your point, Jamie, they are similar to the other candidates.
Right, but who does? I don't see anybody's exact plan laid out. I mean, nobody does that.
Well, for instance, when I listen to Marco Rubio on ISIS and the threats we face, I say the guy nailed it. I jump up and down, right? When I listen to Ben Carson talk about what we need in America, I go, holy man, is that incredible. You know,
What did he say that made you do that? Like, what exactly did he say?
Well, I'm talking about during the debates and whatnot. They've got their messaging down. Trump pretty much says the same thing. Now, the positions are there, but I hear what the caller's saying. I totally do. I think there's more, but Donald Trump is the whole package. I mean, because he's not afraid to just say what a lot of us are thinking on the place we find ourselves on the left. So I do think the others are better to do. On the other hand, they're politicians, and they've done it for a long time. So appreciate the call, Jamie. Thank you. I'm going to keep going here so we can get everybody in. Gary in Alexandria, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was just going to get your opinion here on, don't you think our biggest problem besides even president is Congress? And is there any way, do you ever see that we could reduce the size of Congress? Because the more people in a situation always makes it confusing and corrupt. So we surely don't need 535 members to represent 50 states. Couldn't we reduce that somehow if the American people fought for that?
Well, change the Constitution, you could. Yeah. And you know, I've seen that. I've seen government shrink. They're working on it in Minot right now. They say, hey, it's inefficient. It happened in Grand Forks a number of years ago with city council. So it can happen. It does happen. And given what people think about it, but it would take some significant work. No doubt about it. Now, I mean, the argument would be, do you want less people representing you, right?
Yeah, because don't they just set the rules saying, well, this many people are the population, so we got to have another one, and we got to have an, and it's been growing. They never come out to all their districts anyway. I'm 52 years old. I've never seen a senator or congressman in the town of Alexandria, Minnesota, ever.
Haven't you really? Wow. Well, I think North Dakota, we're a little more blessed in that regard. South Dakota, same. I'm always amazed at Western Minnesota not getting the attention it should from folks in St. Paul, because it's the one part of Minnesota that works, and there's some common sense to it. So, but tell you what I'll do. I'll ask Congressman Kramer that question for you, Gary, when he joins us tomorrow on the program. I'm going to get one more in here. Dave in Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Scott. Enjoy your show. I've been listening this morning. I'm a truck driver, so I've been listening to the news. I've been hearing this story over and over, even on Fox News, about the president is going to get challenged on his executive order regarding immigration. And the way they present this story is that the beneficiaries of his executive order are going to be the parents of legal immigrants. And they present it that way, but they don't say why they're legal immigrants. But my strong suspicion, and if this is true, it's really frustrating to me, is that those legal immigrants whose parents are going to benefit from this executive order are anchor babies. Is that Is that your take on it?
Well, my take is what happened back in February. A judge down in Texas said, stop, you can't do this, Obama administration. And now we're getting a chance to have that heard by the Supreme Court. So that's a good thing. So I think this is a that's a good thing. How it's being portrayed is sort of, you know, window dressing compared to how the Supreme Court's looking at it. They're going to look at it from facts. But tell you what, we'll invite some experts on to talk about it. Congressman Kramer will be here tomorrow, too. So that's another one we can add from the list, and we will. God bless you folks from the Watford City High School. Thanks for listening. Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.